This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. If you live near a river, chances are you've imagined what kind of damage a flood could do to your home. It's difficult to predict what exactly a hard rainfall could bring. And as we speak, a volunteer network that stretches beyond New Hampshire's borders is gathering data on rainfall with the goal of predicting likelihood of flooding and other potential weather hazards. For more on these efforts, we turn to David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
David, this network is one of those citizen scientist communities. Tell us what this network is and how it's gathering data.
Sure. It's got a really an awful name. It's called COCORAHS, which C-O-C-O-R-A-H-S, which stands for Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, Snow. And it was started a decade ago, maybe a little more, out in Colorado, actually, when they had some flooding and they realized they didn't have enough good precipitation data to help them predict floods. And as you say, it's a citizen science program. There's actually a bunch of them online now. It's a way, so it's a network and a website. People can gather data, daily rainfall data or snow. They can also gather data on hail and put it into this website every morning. And then they can use it for a variety of reasons, actually, including predictions. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years now. You buy a particular gauge from them. They have a specific gauge they want you to use. It's fairly common. It's got a funnel system, so it basically aggregates the rainfall, makes it easier to read. And you go out every morning by 8 o'clock, and you check it out. And if there's snow, you go out and you measure the depth. And you also melt it down to find out how much water in it, because that's very important to know, because there's a difference between fluffy snow and wet, heavy snow. And you go put it in the website, and it's gathered all over the country.
Okay. So it's gathered by citizen scientists, lots of people of varying levels of, shall we say, competency.
Hey, what
measuring.
Are you saying about
Sorry,
me?
I don't want to cast aspersions on your abilities, David. But does that throw some of the data into question if it's, you know, done by different people with different skill levels?
That's an excellent point, and that's one of the issues with these citizen science programs. Of course, we're amateurs, we're untrained, and so you have to be a little cautious. In fact, they send out emails every now and then about this saying, hey, you know, people don't round off your numbers to make them look nice, things like that, which you would never have to tell to a trained data gatherer. And so you do have to be suspicious or at least cautious about any of the data. The hope is, and generally this works out well with citizen science programs, is you make up for it with volume, frankly. If there's no particular reason for errors to happen in one side or the other, errors kind of cancel each other out. Some of us, you know, go out and we look at the gauge and maybe we think it's a little higher than it actually is, and some others go out and look at it and think it's a little lower than it actually is. And so the highs and the lows, if there's enough of them over time, will cancel each other out, so you can do an average. But definitely, this is not the same as having, you know, COCORAHS at the moment has about 10,000 active weather stations around the country. They got some in Canada. They're about to expand to the Bahamas, and they're in Puerto Rico. It's a really excellent system. And
you just need more people to counteract the effects of possible flaws in the data.
Exactly. You definitely need more. And what they'd ideally like is to have one every square mile, which is never going to happen.
Wow.
But, yeah, and there are, I think, 50 of them in Merrimack County that I know of, active weather stations that I could see on the site. I looked at it quickly. But they'd like to have more. And this is the month, actually, when they do it. They do a March Madness drive of their own, trying to get people. If people are interested, sign up. You can go to the website. It's COCORAHS, COCORAHS. org, and you can find out all about it, and you can see if you want to participate. All you need to do is, you know, buy the right gauge. It's like 30 or 40 bucks, something like that. Set it up in the proper spot outside. Don't put it right underneath the porch roof, and set up an account and start measuring it.
So let's say we did manage to get one of these volunteers in every square mile in New Hampshire. What would the benefit be to people living here?
The benefit, it's fun and it's nice to have people understanding the weather. But the direct benefit is, frankly, for us, would be for flood management and drought management, of course. A specific example is down the Sauhegan River, which is a small tributary of the Merrimack down in Hillsborough County. And there's a couple of automated depth gauges on it that, you know, automatically read it and wirelessly send the numbers out. You can go on the website and see it. And on one of them, the one that's near the mouth, it also predicts what the depth is going to be for the next several hours. I forget the exact number. Because there is enough data from what's happening upstream that it can extrapolate. But if you go to the other automated gauge, which is further upstream, it does not guess what's going to happen over the next few hours because it does not have enough data. In other words, there isn't enough of a river flowing. There isn't another gauge upstream telling them what's coming. But also, there isn't enough data about what rain has fallen in the watershed and is about to be flowing down into the river. Hmm. So if you had more people who were giving Kokoros data, that might allow them to do that sort of prediction up further. And if you're, and this is actually in Milford, and I know a half a dozen years ago there was flooding there, and there was this big apartment house right by the river, and the flood came up into the basement of the first floor, and there was a doubt as to whether it was going to make it there or not. So if you're the person sitting there trying to decide whether to move all the stuff out of your basement, it would be nice to have a rain gauge that says, yes, it's going to go up another foot in the next couple hours. So that's the kind of useful information that this could help provide.
Okay. Well, David Brooks, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose geekiness is flooding the web. See what I did there? At graniteGeek.org.